and 6 p.m. Currently in Washington, it's cloudy and 37 degrees. In New York, it's cloudy and 30. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening to WPFW Washington and WBAI New York.
Every Sunday night at 10, please join me then and please support WBAI at our brand new old number, which is 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Hey, it's our old number, but it's new again, because everything old is new again. I like it.
The previous program was Leonard Lopate at Large, which is heard usually Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. That's right, at 1 p.m. Stay tuned for an expanded edition of EcoLogic that's coming up. And this is still WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
Healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. This is EcoLogic.
For January 28th, 2022, When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Often it is hard to find time to do follow-ups and updates. There's always so much new happening. Another hearing at which to comment, another bill to fight, and sometimes even a victory to celebrate. We've chosen to use this one-hour special to give you updates, and we thank you for supporting our show and WBAI. We have new information on fossil fuels and Joe Biden.
And green amendments.
Recycling.
And recycling.
Octopuses.
Solar canopies.
Antarctic icebergs.
Nuclear power. Hydropower.
Fracking. And lots more good stuff. So let's get started.
ExxonMobil is declining in value as its assets are more and more likely to be stranded, left in the ground, where they belong, and they currently show themselves unwilling to move toward a renewable energy future. BlackRock is the world's largest investment company. Every year, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink releases a letter to the CEOs of the companies in which BlackRock invests. It is seen as an important signal of BlackRock's plans for the year ahead, including how it will approach its role in the climate crisis. The 2022 letter, released recently, unfortunately lacks any meaningful substance. Fink didn't outline any new climate commitments. Instead, even as he acknowledged the pressing need for decarbonization, he defended fossil fuel investments and refused to denounce fossil fuel expansion projects. BlackRock's big problem is a global network of NGOs, social movements, grassroots groups, and financial advocates pressuring asset managers to rapidly align their business practices with a climate-safe world. They note that, unfortunately for Larry, it's just not possible to meaningfully commit to decarbonizing efforts and also appease climate deniers. Although BlackRock has claimed a commitment to net zero carbon economy by 2050, it hypocritically continues to invest in fossil fuel projects. We ask, which side are you on, Larry Fink?
You better sing. Stole a few elections, still we the people won. We voted out corruption, big corporations. We voted for an end to war and a new direction. And we ain't gonna stop now until the job is done. Come on, all good workers, this year is our time. Now there's folks in Washington that care what's on our minds. Come on, come on, voters, let's all vote next time. Show which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? It was 30 years of digging, got us in this hole. The curse of Reaganomics has finally taken its toll. Lord knows the free market is anything but free. It costs dearly to the planet, the likes of you and me. I don't need no money lenders sucking on my tina. A little socialism don't scare me one bit. Yeah, we could do a whole lot worse than Europe or Canada. Come on, Mr. President, come on, Congress, make the law now. Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on?
Occupy Biden was a week-long encampment near President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. You might remember the episode of Ecologic we did on December 17th. Ted Glick was there, and in his January 3rd Future Hope blog, wrote a poem and made a detailed report for his website. He writes, "Our camp was literally right by the side of a six-lane highway, Delaware Route 141. With the exception of the very late night and early morning hours, there was always significant traffic. I'd estimate 50,000 or more vehicles came by us, and we were very visible. There were honks in support and a much lesser number of anti-Biden shout-outs."
Greenpeace USA Climate Campaign Director Janet Redmond said, "We expect more from a president who has repeatedly listed climate change as one of his top priorities. We cannot continue to burn fossil fuels and limit global warming at the same time. And our leaders should not be fooled by unproven solutions like carbon capture and offsets promoted by the oil and gas industry. Burning fossil fuels is the leading source of carbon emissions, and air pollution from fossil fuels is a public health crisis. There is no offset for that. To build back better, Joe Biden must build back fossil free." And today, or yesterday, the D.C. District Court invalidated the Department of Interior's decision to offer 80 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas leasing.
Yes.
Victory for the climate.
And here's another victory, the Green Amendment. We did a whole show about this important topic. A lot of politicians, including Senator Schumer, would not endorse it, even though they endorsed other ballot questions. But it won anyway, thanks to people like you. Next up, New Jersey. A bill was introduced in the last legislative session but did not come to a vote. We'll let you know when it does.
We were pleased to report on New Jersey's new recycled content mandate law, especially as it covers plastic, metal, paper, and glass. That is really important as we hear from collective member Tim Keating, quote, "The problem as I see it and have seen it play out in reality over the last 40 years is that focusing on just one single-use material serves mostly to provide an entry for other single-use material producers. We see right now the forest products industry jumping on the anti-plastic bandwagon, reframing paper and cardboard as bio-based as well as sustainable in order to increase market share. Paper production has always been a nightmare of not just forest destruction, but carbon emissions and direct pollution. The paper industry was second in terms of effluent dumping in the last century."
We did a show on octopuses on March 19th. We have good news and bad news to add. We are sad to see a commercial octopus farm planned for the Canary Islands, where European Union farm animal laws protect only vertebrates. Yet, we are pleased to see a BBC article about Bristol Aquarium scientist Stacey Tonkin's firsthand reports on octopus sentience. Her observations have been recognized in United Kingdom law through an amendment to the Animal Welfare Sentience Bill. The changes come after a team of experts sifted through more than 300 scientific studies and concluded that octopuses are sentient beings, and there is strong scientific evidence that they could experience pleasure, excitement, and joy, but also pain, distress, and harm, and also concluded that the government could consider banning commercial farming.
We do celebration of nature shows every once in a while. Speaking for myself, it helps to remind me of why I'm an environmentalist, and that show on octopuses was so cool. The more I learned about octopuses, the more I liked them. And that is why this Tower Fund needs your support, so we can keep sharing these stories. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950. Coming up is interesting stuff about solar canopies, icebergs, cartoonists, and the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. But how could we not play this Beatles song?
Thank you. to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance. We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you are me. No one there to tell us what to do.
Energy Whiz Lindsay Auden was with us on July 23rd to tell us about proposed legislation for solar canopies over parking lots to get solar energy while your cars are in the shade. The legislation has passed the New York State Senate, but not Assembly. But in the meantime, he reports that with the help of the New York State Parks Department, the New York Power Authority has agreed to take on the work and cost of securing multiple special exemptions under the existing law. This may advance at least the two Croton canopy jobs in Westchester County. He hopes the installation of these two canopies will encourage the legislature to remove the need for exemptions for future projects.
Massive Antarctic icebergs have been breaking off of glaciers and going into the ocean for many years now, and they continue to do so. Some have been the size of Manhattan and even as big as Rhode Island or Long Island. Each iceberg contributes to sea level rise even before it melts. Ice shelves, which slow the pace of glaciers, melting into the ocean, much as a traffic jam impedes traffic, have been melting faster because of climate warming, raising temperatures of both the air above and the ocean water below the glaciers. It appears that the melange, a mixture of wind-blown snow, iceberg bits, and sea ice lodged in and around ice shelves, serves as the glue keeping ice shelves attached. As the narrow melange layer melts faster from contact with warmer ocean water, ice shelves break off. Global warming is part of climate chaos and will continue until we stop altering air with fossil fuels, especially methane.
Political cartoonists have been illustrating the madness and solutions to, and the humor of, the climate crisis for years. Andy Singer, whom we interviewed on April 16th, is still drawing, and so are an uncountable number of his colleagues. Check out our website for links, ecoradio.org.
We've done several shows about New York City parks and developers' attempts to destroy them. We stopped them with the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, but they are in the process of destroying East River Park. and so far, opposition has had no effect, nor have court orders. Governor's Island destruction has been approved but not started, and activist group MAGIC is petitioning to prevent it from taking place. You can sign up to the email list and connect on social media and help spread the word. Links to everything at www.govislandcoalition.org. govislandcoalition.org.
We love to bring you victories. At Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, New York City was going to allow a developer to build skyscrapers in Brooklyn that would be so tall they would put a shadow over the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, killing some of the plants there. The developers on the gardens board did not oppose it, but people throughout New York City were so outraged that they were able to stop it. Ecologic devoted an entire show to this issue on March 11th, and I think we can claim a small part in this victory.
This is such good information, and you're hearing this now because WBAI is transmitting over the airwaves. We're at WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org. And our broadcast is possible because of our transmission tower at Four Times Square. It is our audience's support of the Transmitter Tower Fund that makes this possible. You can support us by calling 212-209-2950 or going to www.towerfund.wbai.org.
The tower is where our transmitter is. The transmitter is why you hear us, and we want you to hear us. It is actually a room in a building people think of as a big antenna somewhere. There is one.
It's a Four Times Square, which has solar panels put up by someone who has been a guest on Ecologic, Anthony Pereira. I learned about that at a solar energy meeting a few years ago where we could see the panels. We're really pleased to be transmitting from a building that is partly powered by solar panels.
Cool. Can you imagine a commercial station airing any of the details about Occupy Biden? Did you hear about that anywhere other than WBAI or other alternative media? We broadcast because we can, because our community values free speech radio and comprehensive coverage of environmental activism, and that is why we need your support. Without listeners contributing, we would not be able to get you this information.
Is anybody else daring to put Greenpeace's criticism of Biden's environmental record on their airwaves like we just did?
Mainstream media won't give you all this information. Their corporate profit interests will never broadcast the details that we have shared today. That's why Ecologic and WBAI are so important. We need to exist.
Pledging now, during this show, really helps Ecologic especially. Everyone, please keep going to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 and make sure to mention in the name of Ecologic.
Let's all make a big effort to get the transmitter rent paid. We need you.
We're really pushing to get our fund drive goal of $100,000 by the end of this month. We do need you now. You can support us by calling 212-209-2950 or going to www.towerfund.wbai.org and making a donation today.
You know, there's so much that we do that is unknown to the public or so controversial that commercial radio won't touch it. Hmm. This whole thing about the East River Park, the press was gung-ho about reporting a week later that the then mayor gave money to Prospect Park, but the previous week did not mention anything about the courts being ignored and this huge park being decimated illegally. So he gave to one park in his neighborhood and destroyed a park that served another large New York City community. And where did you hear about it? Ecologic and other WBAI shows, nowhere else. And that is why this Tower Fund needs you. Needs your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why you need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org now.
When I'm out driving and listening to random shows on WBAI, I'm impressed by the variety of voices and issues, the important subjects from our environmental focus here to free speech, militarization, local politicians, music in a variety of styles and from many cultures, WBAI is just such a wealth of information that can't be heard anywhere else. I've been listening to WBAI since high school, more decades than I care to mention, and it has always provided news that I need, news that I would be missing without WBAI. And that is why this Tower Fund needs your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why you need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 now.
When you go to towerfund.wbai.org, you'll be on the Tower Fund page. Press donate to choose the amount. At the bottom of the page, underneath the words select your favorite show, there's a box to do just that. Click on the box or the arrow inside it, and a list of shows will pop up. Scroll to Ecologic and click. Then scroll up to the blue button below, I want to give, to donate. We need your support. www.towerfund.wbai.org or 212-209-2950.
The Green Amendment passed in New York overwhelmingly. This was without and nearly any support from political leaders. They've shown their colors, and they're green only in regards to money, not the environment. Ecologic did a whole show letting you know about it. And when New Jersey gets a Green Amendment proposed, we'll let you know about that, too. Help ensure that we're here. We need you now. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 now.
Recycling is often used to greenwash a politician or a corporation. We give you the details about it and explain the difference between single use and single stream and why comprehensive recycling bills like New Jersey's are so important. And getting that information to you is why this Tower Fund needs your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why you need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 now and donate in the name of Ecologic.
The Delaware River Basin Commission is holding a virtual public hearing on proposed regulations that would allow fracking waste and water, but not fracking itself, within the Delaware River Basin. That is on February 3rd at 1:30 p.m. The public comment period on these dangerous draft regulations ends on February 28th. So check back with us on our February 11th show, and we'll give you more information so that you can make your voice heard. You can also join Catskill Mountain Keeper and the Delaware River Frack Ban Coalition Organizing Committee every hashtag Watershed Wednesday to urge the DRBC to protect the river basin from all fracking-related activities.
We all know what we want to tell the DRBC.
If you want to put things in your water that will poison the folks that you know, if you want to drink chemical cocktails that will light up your faucet and blow, if you want to depopulate neighborhoods bringing property values to smash, if you thought about giving your future to gas in exchange for a small pile of cash, there is something that I want to tell you. If you want to stay healthy and free, don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. Go find some other biz, leave the shale as it is. Don't frack with me, don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. We don't need it around, leave the gas in the ground. Don't frack with me. If you think that by this education I am being mean and unfair, remember there is no separation
in our land and our water and air. Did you know we are not allowed to know what they put in the chems that they use to chew up the soil so the gas will come out? Legal secrets to hide and abuse. Doesn't that make you suspicious? Haven't these companies lied before? And there's nothing that gives anyone rights to poison their neighbors next door. If it's hard to believe what I'm saying, take a good look around and you'll see. There's a cost for the price we've been paying. Don't frack with me, don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. It is safer to pass on this natural gas. Don't frack with me, don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. Make your bold, honest stand for the water and land. Don't frack with me. Now I know you may be tempted. Times may be very hard. They will put the money in your hands in this rigged game of cards. Halliburton and all of the others will hire the men and the boys to take the soul out of the earth and leave the smell and noise. But you don't have to play this game. You're not alone this time. The Gulf Rig taught us many things about greed and corporate crime. And now the moment's up to you. Choose to be. In your heart you know what's right. Trust it and you'll be free. And don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. See through the lies and be brave, organize. Don't frack with me. Don't frack with me. Your bold, honest stamp for the water and land. Don't frack with me. Make your bold, honest stamp for the water and land. Don't frack with me. Don't frack with me.
That was Joel Andy.
This is a special one-hour edition of Ecologic on WBAI New York 99.5 FM, WBAI.org.
The Blackstone transmission corridor to carry hydropower from Quebec to Queens, New York, known as the Champlain Hudson Power Express, or CHIPPY, is still being discussed. It would be two cables from Quebec through Lake Champlain, and then under the Hudson River. Contracts have not yet been finalized and approved, but it seems that NYSERDA and Governor Hochul will approve it. The deadline for the decision is February 7th. An alternative proposal would avoid importing energy from Canada. This is the New York Power Authority, NYPA's plan, cleanpathny.com. This proposal would carry 3,800 megawatts of renewable power, such as wind and solar, produced in western New York. Cree, Innu, and Inuit First Nations communities oppose CHIPPY because they are directly affected by dams and floodings of ancestral lands, which poisons the food chain by leaching methylmercury into the water. But the Kahnawake Mohawk in Quebec south of Montreal are in favor. They have accepted a profit-sharing agreement, an MOU, in partnership with Hydro-Quebec for the portion of the transmission lines, if built, that are adjacent to their community. Another issue is the electromagnetic influence, which will harm fish and other marine life in the Hudson River. Hydro-Quebec has stated that there will be no additional dams built, but last week they asked the people in Quebec to curtail their use of electricity because of extreme cold and higher demands. And we're supposed to trust them to not build new dams? There's a lot of information available with a quick internet search, so check it out and make your voice heard. Some places to start are www.northeastmegadamresistance.org, that's northeast spelled, resistance.org, and its dedicated Chippy page, and www.riverkeeper.org. Comments may be made through February 7th.
Some people feel that our only choice is between hydroelectric power and fracking or nuclear, and thus support Chippy, while the New York Environmental Justice Alliance, Riverkeeper, and others see solar and wind energy, efficiency, and conservation as the best choices, and see Chippy as causing environmental justice problems and damage to the river, its inhabitants, and those whose drinking water come from the river. It's important for us as consumers to waste less, to be efficient, and to support renewable energy produced in New York State. Paying for Chippy would subsidize a government-owned monopoly, Hydro-Quebec. Clean Path NY would instead keep our jobs here.
Dr. Greg Yasko, former chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, is one of four former nuclear regulators from the U.S., Germany, the U.K., and France who have issued a joint statement that in part says, quote, nuclear is just not part of any feasible strategy that could counter climate change. Their statement, which refers to their feeling of responsibility as key experts on the front line of nuclear issue, notes questions about whether nuclear could help with the climate crisis, whether nuclear is economically viable, what are the consequences of nuclear accidents, what to do with the waste, and whether there is a place for nuclear within the swiftly expanding renewable energy evolution. Their answer? The central message, repeated again and again, that a new generation of nuclear will be clean, safe, smart, and cheap, is fiction. The reality is nuclear is neither clean, safe, or smart, but a very complex technology with the potential to cause significant harm. Nuclear is not cheap, but extremely costly. Perhaps more importantly, nuclear is just not part of any feasible strategy that could counter climate change to make a relevant contribution to global power generation. Up to more than 10,000 new reactors would have to be required, depending on reactor design. The statement also mentions that in addition to being inherently risky, newly promoted reactor designs increase the risk of nuclear weapons proliferation.
Last week, more than 40 organizations here in the U.S. have formed a National Radioactive Waste Coalition as more and more reactors close, leaving behind massive amounts of high-level radioactive waste and communities suddenly deprived of a major taxpayer. The coalition's four goals include having nuclear waste stored safely as possible close to reactor sites, avoiding dangerous transportation to proposed consolidated interim storage sites in environmental justice communities in Texas and New Mexico. More information is available at www.radioactivewastecoalition.org. That's radioactivewastecoalition.org.
A lot of you loved our show about the health and environmental effects of trees earlier this month. That's reason enough to support Ecologic. And earlier this week, we learned that Save the Redwoods has donated 523-acre redwood forest to the Intertribal Sinkione Wilderness Council, which granted back a conservation easement. Together, the groups will ensure lasting protection and ongoing stewardship of this forest. The Sinkione Council is resuming guardianship in this part of the Lost Coast in Mendocino County, generations after being forcibly removed by European American settlers. As an act of cultural empowerment and a celebration of indigenous resilience, this forest will again be known as Se'eledun, which means fish run place in the Sinkione language. In 2012, Save the Redwoods had returned to the Intertribal Council a 164-acre Four Corners property.
This week, the Department of the Interior released information about the use by that agency and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service of bipartisan infrastructure bills $4.5 billion over 5 years of federal wildland fire management within a range of programs in the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife Service, and Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Interior Department will dramatically expand its efforts to reduce wildfire risk, prepare for and respond to harmful wildfires, and post-fire recovery support, including in communities that have traditionally been overlooked. Watch for a future ecologic show on forest fires.
Another victory on pesticides. New York City banned pesticides on school, park, and playground properties in August 2021. And last week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy took a huge step toward protecting our communities and pollinators when he signed a bill that prohibits nearly all outdoor non-agricultural uses of toxoneonicotinoids, neonic pesticides, the largest source of neonic contamination in New Jersey's environment and a major cause of the collapse in bee and pollinator populations. Neonics target the nervous system and affect wildlife and humans alike. We're hopeful that New York and other states will follow New Jersey's lead in banning those dangerous chemicals.
Oh, yeah. Military climate issues are nothing new. In 2014, Edward Snowden released documents showing that in 2009, the NSA secretly spied on delegates at COP15 to undermine negotiations. The U.S. also negotiated for the Kyoto Accords to exclude requirements to report military emissions. Should war come to Eastern Europe, the environment would be decimated. Any soldiers from Russia who march on the Ukrainian capital Kiev will go through the radioactive area surrounding the Chernobyl nuclear plants.
Wow.
So we're really pushing to get our fund drive goal of $100,000 by the end of the month. We do need you now. You can support us by calling 212-209-2950 or going to www.towerfund.wbai.org and making a donation today.
Mainstream media will greenwash this information, if they give it to you at all. Their corporate profit interests will never broadcast the details that we have shared today. That's why Ecologic and WBAI really are so important. We need to exist.
Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially. Everyone, please keep going to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 and make sure to mention in the name of Ecologic.
Let's all make a big effort to get this transmitter rent paid. We need you. When you go to www.towerfund.wbai.org, you'll be on the Tower Fund page. Press donate to choose the amount. At the bottom of that page, underneath the words select your favorite show, there's a box to do just that. Click on the box or the arrow inside it, and a list of shows will pop up. Scroll to Ecologic and click. Then scroll up to the blue button below I want to give to donate. We need your support. www.towerfund.wbai.org or 212-209-2950.
Ecologic has been covering nuclear issues all along, from the dangers of nuclear power to the closing of India Point, to the decommissioning activities after a nuke closes. Ecologic has become a go-to place for nuclear information not colored by the nuclear industry and its ads on commercial radio and television. Yeah, we're talking to you, sellouts. You know who you are. When Superstorm Sandy was coming toward us with Oyster Creek and Indian Point in its path, calls were coming in from concerned listeners about hurricanes and nuclear reactors. Ken, I remember you were engineering for U Hamilton that day. Yeah, Ken's callers asked about nuclear and hurricanes, and then U Hamilton turned the microphone over to Ken.
Yeah, that's not surprising. He's one of the best experts on the subject. And that's why Ecologic and this Tower Fund needs listener support. That's why we all need to support Ecologic. And that's why we need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org or call 212 209-2950 now.
At that time, Ken, are you there with us? Oh, technical fun. Now, we also, Ken also informed the listeners at our new show that Entergy refused to turn off Indian Point as Sandy approached. How crazy is that? And people flooded the Westchester County Office of Emergency Management and Entergy with calls. Entergy even had one of its PR people call Ken at WPAI to try to head off the calls. And he was surprised by how much more Ken knew about Indian Point than he did.
Yeah, not really a surprise.
We have only a few more days to tell the EPA that the oil and gas industry must be held accountable for fueling the climate crisis for the gas industry for years. The oil and gas industry has been allowed to pollute unchecked. Now the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a rule to cut methane and other harmful air pollutants from oil and gas drilling. But even more can be done. People across the country are affected by climate disruption, so now is the time to slash methane and pollution from oil and gas drilling. The comment period ends January 31st.
Yeah, that deadline's coming right up in a couple of days. And, you know, Ken was telling us about a song that a little over 2 years ago, before the pandemic, at the Standing Room Only Ecologic Benefit for WBAI, one of the singers, Ecologic Collective member Joel Landy, who we heard recently, asked me if he thought Eric Clapton, asked Ken if he thought Eric Clapton's song Cocaine could be turned into a song, Methane. And Ken liked the idea, and Joel told him come over to his house to help him write it. And this is the song that they came up with.
You've heard of natural gas, but it has an unnatural name. Methane, 'cause if you knew what it was, you would not want to play in this game. Methane, let's get real, here's the deal. Natural gas is methane. Methane is a gas with a low molecular mass. Methane, it gets into the air when oil rigs flare with methane. Methane, and it comes from the loss of tundra permafrost. Methane, it's a greenhouse gas leak, and it's what frackers seek. It's methane. There's less ice. Climate change is the price of methane. Why is methane bad, like the weathered knee had? It's methane. Once it turns light to heat, there's no way to compete with methane. Hurricanes, human pain, it's insane. It's methane. So when corporate types want more drilling and pipes, think methane. Don't be fooled by the lie. Keep it out of the sky, methane. Your kids will ask you what you did for methane. It's a fact that you can't get it back with methane. Don't be part of that marketing sham for methane. Now you know, save the earth. It's not worth methane.
By February 7th, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation must make a decision on air quality permits for two proposed giant vaporizers at National Grid's Greenpoint Brooklyn LNG liquefied natural gas facility at the end of Superfund site Newtown Creek. The fracked gas is cooled to minus 261 Fahrenheit and stored until needed, at which point it is regasified. All of these processes are extremely energy intensive and add to the climate crisis. The monopoly utility states that there is no additional storage, just replacement of the existing storage. But the community wants to see the vaporizer removed, not replaced. National Grid, which has been building trucking stations for illegal trucking of LNG as well as compressed natural gas injection sites, also expects ratepayers to cover the cost for all of this. Almost every elected official along the route of Brooklyn Pipeline goes through communities of color, where asthma rates are amongst the highest in the city, as opposed to the pipeline and the LNG facility where it could culminate. A decision could be announced at any time. See our website for details, www.ecoradio.org.
The winter convergence of the People's Music Network for Songs of Freedom and Struggle begins tonight and continues this weekend, 28th through 30th. The event connects and mobilizes performing artists and activists all over the world who use music, poetry, and other art forms as catalysts for justice and peace. It includes an opening concert, multiple skills workshops, presentations, and participatory song circles. It takes place in a series of Zoom rooms. Attendees may also reconnect with others during the built-in social times and share music at the song circles. Register for the convergence at www.peoplesmusic.org, and you'll receive the link to be part of the event.
Thanks to the hard work of people across the state, New York passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, CLCPA, in 2019. To achieve a clean economy statewide, including strong provisions for justice and equality and equity, the Climate Action Council, CAC, was created to make a scoping plan to lay out how the state government should meet CLCPA goals. The draft was released just this month. It covers everything from agriculture to fossil fuel, electricity to transportation in 861 pages. The Sierra Club is hosting a training on February 2nd at 7 p.m. to learn about the scoping plan and why it matters. Find the registration link on our website. Boy, as usual, time flies by and we need to wrap it up, but thanks for joining us. Yeah. Our website has, where was it?
For all our stories, so you can do your own updates on any of these topics. But we'll let you know about great developments.
Mainstream media won't give you all of this information. Their corporate profit interests will never broadcast the details that we have shared today. That's why Ecologic and WBI are so important. We need to exist.
And thanks to you, BAI is catching up on our rent for the transmitter tower, and we need to get ahead so we can concentrate on bringing you important news, information, and entertainment.
Donating to the Transmitter Fund helps keep every single show on the air. Go to www.towerfund.wbai.org. Help WBAI take charge of our transmission tower rent. We need everybody. We need you. Donate of Ecologic.
And next Friday, at our usual time of 2:30 p.m., we'll tell you about a new label in town, bioengineering. That's the USDA word for genetically modified organisms, GMOs. So watch when you shop and tune in next week to hear more.
And thanks to our terrific engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us next Friday, February 4th at 2:30 p.m. to hear about GMO labeling.
Washington and WBAI New York. I'm Askia Mohammed. Here are some headlines. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on the West not to create panic amid the buildup of Russian troops on his country's borders. He told reporters today that warnings of an imminent invasion were putting Ukraine's economy at risk. On Thursday, President Joe Biden said he believed Russia could attack its neighbor next month. Russia, however, denies it is planning to invade, and today its foreign minister said Moscow did not want war. While Russia has about 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, Zelensky said he did not see a greater threat now than during a similar massing of troops last spring. 10 people were injured this morning when a bridge in Pittsburgh collapsed, with several vehicles and a Port Authority bus left stranded in the twisted mess. The bridge had been listed in poor condition for the past decade. The bridge collapsed as the city prepared for a visit from Biden, scheduled to speak there about infrastructure this afternoon. The biggest offshore oil and gas lease sale in U.S. history will not be going ahead after a federal judge ruled that the Biden administration failed to properly account for the climate change impact of drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The decision threw out 1.7 million acres of oil and gas leases that the Biden administration says it actually did not want to sell. The decision represents a major win for a coalition of environmental groups that sued the administration to stop the lease sale, calling it a huge climate bomb. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued a memo directing the department to expand its efforts to reduce civilian casualties caused by American airstrikes. The directive came the same day the RAND Corporation released a report revealing U.S. military personnel often lack the training and resources to properly investigate civilian casualties, thereby limiting their ability to mitigate civilian harm. The incoming director at a law and research organization at Georgetown University apologized today for his tweets criticizing President Biden's commitment to selecting the first black woman to the Supreme Court. Ilya Shapiro, the current vice president and director at the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute, who is set to assume the role of executive director for the Georgetown Center for the Constitution on February the 1st, said in a tweet on Wednesday that the appointment could wind up being, quote, a lesser black woman. I apologize. I meant no offense, but it was an inartful tweet. I have taken it down, he replied. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island will vote on whether to unionize their workplace. The effort is being led by Chris Smalls, who Amazon fired in March of 2020 after he organized a wildcat strike demanding sanitized workspaces, protective masks, and COVID-19 tests for workers. The Staten Island workers will vote on whether to join a grassroots worker group called the Amazon Labor Union, which is unaffiliated with any national union. Blizzard warnings are in effect for 11 million people from coastal Virginia to eastern Maine.